This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome to show number 15 of Mondo Bizarro. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your VCR repair technician as we look into the inner workings of our weird wide world. All reports are 100% genuine and true. So if you'll hand me that screwdriver, we'll unscrew this VCR and see why it's all messed up due to a videotape you played called Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A 67-year-old Spanish woman became the world's oldest new mother today when she gave birth to twins. The woman, who became pregnant after receiving in vitro fertilization treatment, gave birth by cesarean section, a spokesman at the Hospital de la Santa Cruz in Barcelona said. Both the woman from the southern Spanish region of Andalusia and her babies were in good health, although doctors placed the babies in an incubator. The unnamed woman, who gave birth for the very first time, was 1 year older than a Romanian mother who had a baby girl in January of 2005 at the age of 66. A 27-year-old woman is fighting for her life after being knocked unconscious by an overexcited bottled-nosed dolphin that jumped on board her 18-foot boat. She was knocked unconscious when the dolphin landed on top of her. The dolphin smashed a windscreen on the boat before plunging back into the sea near Slipper Island in the western reaches of the Bay of Plenty off New Zealand's North Island. A second woman received cuts and bruises, and a male passenger was unhurt, as was the dolphin. Chris Lim, a diving instructor and a marine animal expert at Ocean World in Sydney, has swum with all sorts of creatures, but a dolphin leaping aboard a boat is new to him. "I've never heard of something like this before, and it's a freak accident for both man and beast," he said. "Humans are not part of the dolphin's diet, so I can say for sure that he was not trying to eat the woman. Usually, dolphins jump alongside boats, not across and into them, so perhaps this was a particularly disoriented dolphin and not particularly smart one from his pod." A new pair of shoes have been invented that vacuums as you walk. Nicknamed the Shoover, which makers at Electrolux called the Dustmate, has a tiny rechargeable vacuum inside the base. The shoes are made of green nylon with a flexible rubber sole and elastic sock to fit in any foot, making it comfortable to wear. A spokesman for Electrolux said, "We all have to vacuum our home. This product is designed for busy people who want to keep their housework down to a minimum. Dustmate provides a cleaning solution that doesn't take up any precious free time. As you walk, the base of the shoes collect dust on the floor without requiring any effort at all. It is a simple yet creative cleaning concept." The designers came up with the invention after asking consumers what they wanted and finding that they were just too busy to spend lots of time doing housework. A married couple are selling snow on eBay after their house was covered following two blizzards. Jim and Mary Walker's auction lot on eBay has so far reached $1,250 sterling, or about $25. The couple from Loveland, Colorado, suggests the potential buyer pick the snow up from their home. Mary was quoted as saying, "eBay has ghost and other weird stuff, so why not snow? We've got tons of the stuff." Two students who died after climbing into a huge helium-filled balloon for the buzz of inhaling the gas have been named the winners of the 2006 Darwin Awards. Jason Ackerman and Sarah Reidman, both 21 years of age, were discovered with their feet sticking out of a deflated balloon used to advertise property in Lakeview, South Florida. The two apparently pulled the balloon out of the sky and squeezed themselves inside, where they then died of oxygen starvation. The awards are named in honor of Charles Darwin and given out every year to people who have improved the gene pool by removing themselves from it. This year's runner-up was a man who flew his copper wire-bound kite during a thunderstorm. The 26-year-old from Belize died after the kite sent a fatal bolt of lightning through his body. Surprisingly, he was an electrician. In third place was a Brazilian who tried to dismantle a rocket-propelled grenade by driving back and forth over it with his car. When the weapon failed to break open, he attacked it with a sledgehammer. The explosion killed him and destroyed six cars in his workplace.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances for January continue with International Life Balance Month, International New Year's Resolutions Month for businesses, International Quality of Life Month, Family Fit Lifestyle Month, Financial Wellness Month, and International Creativity Month. Your weekly observances are: someday we'll laugh about this week, celebrate the circus week, home office safety and security week, national thank your customers week. Your daily calendar events are: on the 4th, it's Dimpled Chad Day and Trivia Day. On the 5th, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day and National Bird Day. On the 6th, it's 12th Night Day, Epiphany Day, Fruitcake Toss Day, Bean Day, and Cuddle Up Day. On the 7th, it's Old Rock Day. On the 8th, it's Midwife or Women's Day, National Clean Off Your Desk Day, National English Toffee Day, National Joy Germ Day, Organize Your Home Day, Bubble Bath Day, Mail Watchers Day, Show and Tell Day, and thank God it's Monday. On the 9th, it's Play God Day. On the 10th, it's Peculiar People Day and National Cut Your Energy Cost Day.
Bizarro fact:
Alexander the Great was an epileptic. The microwave was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube and a chocolate bar that he had in his pocket melted. The saying, "It's so cold out there it could freeze the balls off a brass monkey," came from when they had old cannons like the ones used in the Civil War. The cannonballs were stacked in a pyramid formation called a brass monkey. When it got extremely cold outside, they would crack and break off. Thus the saying. Here's a little known fact: horses cannot vomit. SOS doesn't stand for Save Our Ship or Save Our Souls. It was just chosen by a 1908 International Conference on Morse Code because the letters S and O were so easy to remember and just about anyone could key it and read it. S equals dot dot dot, O equals dash dash dash. Back in 1875, Pocahontas appeared on the back of a $20 bill. A donkey will sink in quicksand, but a mule will not. Wilma Flintstone's maiden name was Wilma Slaghoople, and Betty Rubble's maiden name was Betty Jean McBricker. John Lennon's first girlfriend was named Thelma Pickles. Woodpecker scalps, porpoises' teeth, and giraffe tails have all been used at one time as money. The Los Angeles Rams were the first U.S. football team to introduce emblems on their helmets. The average garden variety caterpillar has 248 muscles in its head. Dartboards are made out of horsehair. Slinkies were invented by an airplane mechanic. He was playing with engine parts and realized the possible secondary use of one of the springs. There are 336 dimples on a regulation golf ball. In the sea, octopi have gardens. And that's going to do it for show number 15 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you enjoyed it. Why not drop us a line and let us know? In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.